Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. A banana republic dictator with a $50 million bounty on his head just threatened to sink every American warship in the Caribbean. But what happened next will send shockwaves through every enemy of America. Nicolas Maduro just made the biggest mistake of his pathetic dictatorship. The Venezuelan leader looked at the world's most powerful military in human history, backed by President Trump, and decided to poke the bear. What happened next proves why America does not negotiate with narco-terrorists. Now, here's what you need to understand. Venezuela isn't just some random country causing problems. Under Maduro's regime, it's become ground zero for the drug cartels poisoning American communities with fentanyl. This dictator, a real dictator who fixes his elections, not the fake ones that the Democrats come up with, he's been flooding our streets with deadly drugs now while harboring the worst criminals in Latin America. So President Trump, in response to this, put a $50 million bounty on Maduro's head because he's classified as one of the world's largest narco-terrorists. Now, think about that. The same bounty we once had on Osama bin Laden, that's now on Maduro. That's how seriously this administration takes this Venezuelan threat to American families. Now, of course, Maduro isn't going to surrender or turn himself in. Instead, he decided to escalate. In the most tone-deaf press conference in modern history, this wannabe strongman looked directly into cameras and threatened the U.S. Navy.
Pero yo le digo a los imperialistas y le digo a mi pueblo, le digo, no se atrevan, no se atrevan, porque la respuesta pudiera ser el inicio del final del imperio norteamericano. No se atrevan. Dejen quieto a quien quieto está. Yo soy un hombre de paz.
So that's Maduro threatening President Trump and the U.S. military. Don't you come anywhere near Venezuela. Don't you do, because if you do, that'll be the end of the American empire. And he didn't stop there. Just the other day, Maduro promised a continent-wide bloodbath were America to attack Venezuela.
Esos dos canales siempre están ahí. Ahora, los canales en este momento, puedes titular, están maltrechos. Porque la diplomacia de las cañoneras es una opción errática, equivocada, que le han impuesto al presidente Donald Trump. Porque el presidente Donald Trump, Mr. President, Donald Trump, usted tiene que cuidarse porque Marco Rubio quiere manchar sus manos de sangre, con sangre suramericana, caribeña, con sangre venezolana. Lo quieren llevar a un baño de sangre
y que su apellido Trump se manche de sangre por los siglos de los siglos, con una masacre contra el pueblo de Venezuela, con una guerra terrible contra Sudamérica y el Caribe, porque esto sería una guerra completa en todo el continente. Le quieren manchar las manos de sangre a Donald Trump. Él es un hombre inteligente, audaz. Él sabrá qué hace. Él sabrá qué hace. Ojalá esos canales que tenemos se recuperaran.
Now, I'm sorry, but listening to that, I couldn't help but think of the deposed dictator Manuel Noriega, right? You remember, those of you who are old enough to remember this guy, right? Noriega was another two-bit, banana republic dictator in Panama, and he declared a state of war against the United States, and he threatened to close off the Panama Canal. And then, of course, he only ended up staring down the barrel of a U.S. Marine's M16 because Bush Sr. ordered the invasion of Panama. And lo and behold, guess what we're seeing now? President Trump's response to these threats was swift and devastating, not with words, but with the overwhelming force of American firepower headed straight for Venezuela. When I first wrote America Awaken, I truly believed I'd captured the full picture. You know, the woke cultural collapse, the rise of the parallel economy, and the roadmap back to faith, family, and freedom. But in just the last few months, the landscape has shifted, and I realized there was more to say, much more. That's why, for the first time ever, I'm hosting the America Awaken Masterclass, and in it, I'll reveal the unwritten chapters, everything I would add if I were rewriting the book today. And we were talking behind the scenes, political momentum, economic upheaval, and the emerging blueprint to take back our nation. Raw, real, and completely unfiltered. If you've read the book, this takes you deeper. If you haven't, this is the perfect place to begin. Now, seats are limited. Click the link, claim your spot, and be part of the next great awakening. I'll see you in the masterclass. It's going to be awesome. Trump is obviously not playing around with Maduro. He's sending, as we speak, a massive show of force towards the coast of Venezuela. We're talking about Aegis-guided missile destroyers, nuclear attack submarines, over 4,500 Marines ready to crush the Maduro regime, if necessary, once and for all. The USS Gravely, the USS Jason Dunham, USS Sampson, USS Lake Erie are now patrolling Caribbean waters with enough firepower to end Maduro's regime in literally hours. It's one of the largest U.S. deployments in the Caribbean in decades. And this isn't ultimately about Venezuela. This is Trump sending a message to every two-bit dictator from Cuba to Iran. America's back. And we don't play games with terrorists who threaten our citizens. And here's where Maduro's threats just completely backfired. So while threatening armed resistance against American forces, Venezuela's own military is reportedly reaching out through back channels because they know their boss just signed their death warrant. So as we speak, Maduro is now begging for international intervention. He's crying to the United Nations. He's imploring China to get involved. But frankly, Maduro's friends are few and far between in all of this. There's literally no country on the planet that's going to get between him and Trump. Now, obviously, this goes way beyond one failed dictator's tantrum. President Trump is fundamentally changing how America deals with threats to our homeland. For too long, drug cartels have operated with impunity, knowing previous administrations lacked the will to take decisive action. Those days are clearly over. When Trump says he'll use every element of American power to stop drugs from flooding into our communities, he means it. This isn't just about Venezuela. It's about sending a message to every cartel from Mexico to Colombia that their days of poisoning American families are over. The strategic positioning of American forces isn't just military theater. It's the beginning of the most aggressive anti-cartel campaign in modern history, backed by the full might of the American military. So what happens next? Well, in many respects, Maduro's painted himself into a corner with really no way out. He can't back down without looking weak to his own people, but any aggressive action against American forces will only result in the swift destruction of his regime. Again, reports are that smart Venezuelan military officers are already calculating their exit strategies because they know Trump isn't bluffing. When this president positions naval assets, it's not for show. It's preparation for all-out victory. Now, the beautiful irony in all of this is that Maduro's threat to sink American ships has only accelerated his own downfall. By forcing Trump's hand, he's giving America the perfect justification for regime change under the banner of anti-drug operations. Remember, Trump truly believes that we've entered into a new American golden age, and that involves, for him, the total revitalization of our failing cities. We're seeing that in D.C., we're seeing it in L.A., we're seeing it in Chicago and Baltimore. Trump is effectively seizing control of our drug-infested, crime-riddled cities, wrenching them away from their Democrat monopolies, who are screaming and crying, saying, "This is unconstitutional, you can't do this, you can't do this." And Trump's like, you're incompetent losers that are basically destroying half our country. I'm not going to let you do that. So what he's wanting to do, if I might turn his name into a verb, he's basically Bukele-ing the country. He wants to Bukele the country. Maybe that's better. He wants to do in the United States what El Salvador's Nayib Bukele did in El Salvador. Destroy the gangs and the crime and the drugs and revitalize their nation's social and cultural flourishing. Trump will not tolerate two-bit dictators who are hell-bent on destroying our nation from within through drug trafficking. So the question then is, will Maduro learn that lesson the hard way? What do you think is going to happen next? Will Maduro's regime collapse from within, or will American forces have to finish the job? Drop your comments in the comments section below. Smash that like button if you're proud of our military, and subscribe for more updates as this situation develops. America is back, and our enemies are indeed learning that lesson the hard way.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.